The formula is called QBE for Quality Basic Education. Simply put,
it's a formula that is based on really students and teachers and how many they have, and that's how the state funds school districts.
Department of Education spokesman Matt Cardoza says the complicated formula takes several other factors into account. School systems and political candidates have complained recently the state isn't fully funding QBE. Some district officials have said that means the state owes them more money. Governor Nathan Deal addressed the issue after speaking at an economic forecast luncheon Wednesday.
Not fully funding QBE is a complaint that has been in existence since it was first put in place in 1985. And it is a standard that is unrealistic in light of revenues. And if it's been unrealistic in light of revenues over that long a period of time, I think it's a clear indication that it's something that needs to be reevaluated.
The governor appointed an education study committee in 2011 to examine QBE and recommend changes. He says he hopes the General Assembly will do that by the 2015 legislative session. Martha Dalton, WABE News.